halfway through the 7 o'clock hour, Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Couldn't be happier that you're with us this morning. The sun just about to come up over the hill and give you that great kaleidoscope of light, Jeff, there on the wall. Wait for it. It'll be there before we're done talking. If you were with us during the Patriots Day parade, if you were out and about, you saw someone adorned in grapes. And this is how far people will go to make this event work. And I'm telling you, this guy works harder than anyone I know to make this event work. It's Grapes for Grads coming up on May 1st. With us to talk about it this morning, Jeff Redeker. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great now. I'm glad you're here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to be back.
Isn't it though? Yeah. It was great. First of all, it was refreshing to see you at Patriots Day Parade, because the last time really we had seen each other was 2 years ago at Patriots Day Parade. Right?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, and this time around, I noticed you were adorned in grapes.
We're fired up, you know, you got to get the word out, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, I'm fine with humiliating myself for a good cause.
It wasn't humiliation, man. That was just great, great networking. Absolutely good job there. So May 1st is the date.
May 1st is the date. It's our first event in a couple of years, so right. We're excited. Okay. The Rotary is really, you know, I just say fired up. I mean, they're very excited to be able to have an event again.
Right.
But you know, we understood with the health crisis out there, you know, we wanted to be, you know, responsible, you know, citizens. And so, we waited until the city and the festival grounds said it was okay. But we're ready. We're back. We're May 1st. It's our event.
That's exciting. And we're excited to be a part of it. Tell the listeners who don't know what it benefits.
Well, we do scholarships for both the high school seniors, and for undergrad students at Laguna College of Art and Design. And we've given out more than on the 14 previous events. We've given out to date more than $500,000.
Wow.
And it's, you know, fun for me because I've been there since the beginning. And I remember when we gave out our whopping $6,000 after the first event. So to see it grow the way it has, and to be able to see all the amazing students that have, you know, received awards, and now they're coming back to town after college, and they're like part of our community, and they got their own families. It's really exciting.
Fantastic, fantastic. And so it's coming together. The what kind of events are we looking forward to seeing there?
Well, as usual, we are partnering with our great partner Pavilions.
Okay.
And they are bringing in and helping us and introducing us to wineries. We believe we're going to have between 40 and 45 wineries.
Nice.
There this year. And what that equates to is, of course, probably, you know, 90 to 100 to 105 labels, because multiple, you know, wineries have multiple labels.
Right.
So we believe we're going to have a great turnout. We're thinking we're going to have another 900 to 1,100 people at the event. Typical Gypsies is going to be playing at the event, so we're excited about that.
Very cool.
Yeah, you know, because they play around town, as everyone knows, but they're going to be playing at the event. We're going to have live art exhibitions. Students from Laguna College of Art and Design are going to actually be painting at the event. Yeah. And that's always amazing to watch them create
is.
Right
it
there.
It really is. You watch the art unfold, and it's magical. It really is.
Yeah, plus it also gives them a form to sell their work and get their name out there, because, you know, in a few years, they're going to be out there in our galleries and out and about in town. So that's a big piece of it. And, of course, great silent auction items. We're going to have a live auction this year, which we hadn't, you know, in the past. So we're excited about that. I don't know, just a lot, you know, great, great wine, art, music, you know, I mean, Laguna Beach. What else could you ask for, right?
Will we be auctioning off the pieces that the students are painting?
No, we won't be auctioning those off, but students will be, they are allowed to sell their work.
Okay.
And so we've encouraged that. And as you know, every right. year we have a contest with the students at the college. Right. They create our logo. Okay. So we've never had the same logo 2 years in a row until this year. This year,
wow.
We actually did, because as we were preparing for the event in 2020, of course, the stay-at-home order came out, and we weren't able to use that logo. We had to cancel the event. Right. And the students, they use that for their portfolio. They get all the print ad that we do, all the posters, all the, you know, right. flyers and all the other pieces, and they use that for their portfolio. So we sort of felt like that artist got sort of gypped. So we're using theirs this year, and we're going to make sure that they get all those pieces.
Oh, what a great move that is. That's a really cool move. So as I'm sitting here and we're talking, all I'm thinking to myself is, I wonder if I can taste 100 different wines. I wonder if I can make that happen. I tasted 100 different labels.
It's literally impossible.
You tried.
Each winery has between, 4 and 8 wines that you have an opportunity to taste.
Right.
You know, and so we do have some great food that'll be there as well.
Okay.
We have...
Well, you got to have food with wine.
Absolutely.
You're going to have wine, you got to have food. Yeah.
Absolutely. And your neighbor downstairs, Chris at the Wine Gallery, they're going to be there. They've been a longtime supporter.
He's a baller.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have... But we also, first time supporter downtown, we have the Wharf. They're going to be involved. We Great. Have, you know, Greg over at Harley. He's a big supporter of the event right. as well. And so we have, you know, four different, you know, food vendors that people will be able to purchase food for. And we wanted to keep it that way to make it exclusive
very cool.
For those vendors.
Very, very cool. And, how do folks find tickets? Where do they get tickets?
Well, you know, of course, you guys will be giving away tickets and stuff
I
like
was
that
hoping you would mention us eventually.
You are one of our big supporters, you're a big media partner. So you guys will be, you know, giving away tickets and different, giveaways that we'll be doing, but you can go to grapesforgrads.com. And purchase tickets. And some people, they just want to donate. Right. So there's a donation button as well. Right. And that's how we were able to fund scholarships the last 2 years. People from the community donated, and we were able to give away, you know, still fulfill the minimum amount of scholarships that we wanted to give away the last 2 years. So even though we were gone, we didn't stop working.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. It's on May 1st. It's Grapes for Grads. Once again, that is grapesforgrads.com.
That is true.
And you can get your tickets there. You can also just donate there. Let's have you back before May 1st again. Let's do this again.
Absolutely.
All right. That's Jeff Redeker. Thanks for being in this morning, Jeff.
Hey, thank you.
All right. 7:38 the time.